At around 1:30 a.m. Thursday, as the snow was really starting to pick up along the East Coast, executives from Comcast and Time Warner Cable inked a $45 billion agreement to combine forces.
The last week was a real flurry, and that's not a pun, looking out the window.
That's Comcast CEO Brian Roberts on a media conference call outlining how the deal got done. The merger would make Philadelphia's Comcast, which also owns NBC Universal, an even bigger force in delivering cable and broadband services to tens of millions of U.S. homes. Roberts said the deal would also generate about $1.5 billion in operating efficiencies, but he wouldn't elaborate on whether that meant job cuts, except for saying this.
It does put a lot of people's lives and careers, and there's uncertainty, and that's just, you know, one of the reasons we always hope that the review is as expeditious as possible.
That federal regulatory review is expected to take 9 to 12 months.
Any time that Comcast and Time Warner Cable talk about synergistic efficiencies, what they're talking about is laying off staff.
Susan Crawford is a visiting professor at Harvard who focuses on telecommunications policy. She's the author of a recent book critical of Comcast's monopolistic tendencies. Crawford sat in on the Comcast Time Warner Cable investor call Thursday morning and remains skeptical that any savings from the deal will be passed on to consumers.
And it also means that their power to exclude any potential infrastructure competition has just potentially gotten greater.
The merger needs approval from both the Department of Justice and the Federal Communications Commission. Paul Gallant is an equities analyst in Washington, D.C., who says he's been fielding a lot of calls from Wall Street on whether the deal will go through. He thinks it will.
So the merger, while it's definitely scary at the headline level, I think is a lot different than the other kind of mergers that Washington often gets presented with.
Consumer groups are already fighting that possibility. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.